3.5.
Conversation 1.
Hello, you're through to Competent Computers. Anita speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I've got a problem. I got a cell phone last week from a security expert from your company. She said there was malware on my computer, and she needed remote access. I think she called it to fix the problem.
Oh dear, you didn't let her, did you?
Well, I'm rather silly and didn't know how to do that.
Phew, thank goodness for that.
So then she said there was a tool I could download that would fix it. And she tried taking me through that, but I kept pushing the wrong buttons. She got quite cross with me and said it was vital I sorted it out. So she put me on to someone called a support specialist. And he said if I didn't pay for some lifetime protection, all my details and photos and things would be stolen.
This was definitely a scam. You didn't give them your bank details, did you?
Well, yes. I'm 79, you know. I was worried.
Okay, here's what you need to do. First, Conversation 2.
Hi, this is Roger at Competent Computers. How can I make your day special?
Well, you can answer the phone quicker. I've been on hold for 20 minutes, and that music is driving me mad. I can't stand Mozart.
Sorry, sir. We have an unexpected number of calls today. What seems to be the problem?
Well, my laptop's not working. I bought it from you last month. It's disgraceful. I paid a lot of money for it. And your broadband charges keep going up. It's £20 more expensive than last month.
Okay, sir. What's your screen saying right now?
Nothing. Just a blank screen. I was writing an email to my customer in France, and it just went black.
Okay, is the power button lit? It's on the top left of your keyboard.
No. I pushed it and still nothing.
And it's plugged into the wall. Is there a cable going into the machine?
Yep. I always keep it in. Oh, wait. Hang on. Something's happening. Ah, there. My email has just reappeared.
Just a loose connection, sir. Glad everything is okay now.
Yeah, thanks.
Idiot.
Conversation 3.
Web design department, Daphne speaking.
Hello, yeah, I've just got a new laptop and I can't make out anything on this new Windows 10 layout.
You mean the new Metro design? You don't like it? It's based on street signs, meant to make finding your files and documents easier.
Well, it's really confusing. What do all these symbols mean?
It's important you think of it as an action-oriented interface rather than a wall of artistic pictures. What sort of layout do you prefer? Something more of a masonry grid, like on Pinterest, or infinite scrolling?
What on earth are you talking about? All this techno babble you're spouting? Can't I just have the old Windows back? I mean, where do I find my lesson plans? I need a simple Word document. And when I finally found my photos of our school trip, when I zoomed in, all I saw was lots of little dots.
That's the bitmap images. Those dots make up the image. All camera photos are bitmap images.
What?
Look, I can't really help you. Let me put you through to our software developing department. Maybe they can sort out with a guide of using the new program. Hold the line, please.